taking a big, big view this morning of our great state of Arizona with the editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, Mr. Robert Steeve. Robert, again, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. I think I've mentioned this to you before. You're the only editor I read the editor's letter.
Oh, well.
I usually blow past that.
Well, I'm flattered. I'm not sure I believe you, Rosie, but I do.
I've seen
do
it.
Do you remember what you wrote in February?
What was on the cover of Cyrus Awaro?
I know
issue.
that was in October, right?
Yeah, really, truthfully, yeah.
No, it was the discovery of the one magazine you were missing.
Absolutely, yeah. That was a fascinating bit of history in Arizona highways. So I had this idea that I wanted to put, and you and I were just talking, Jennifer, offline here about. Our website, and I wanted to get onto our website a covers archive, so people could go to our website and just look at every cover we've ever done. And so, in the process of compiling that's something you might have thought we would have had, but it's digitizing all that stuff takes a lot of time and effort. So we took inventory of every issue we had, and
again, that's how many years?
Since 1925, and. Yeah. Almost 12 a year. There were a couple of times during World War II where we would double up issues and stuff because there were rations on paper and interesting things like that. And so going through this archive, we discovered that there was a single issue that we did not have.
In all those years.
Yeah.
There's one we're missing.
Right. And so, we put out a press release. It sort of became this newsy thing. And I, I was dubious. I didn't really think people read press releases anymore. And all of a sudden, we got coverage all over the world, literally. It was picked up by newspapers and television stations. Arizona Highways is looking for December 1930, and it was the one issue we didn't have a copy of. And we have all kinds of hardbound versions in the office, too. So, you'll take 12 years and bind them into a book.
Yeah. We have those.
Yeah. And we looked, and none of the bound copies in our office had it either. And we started thinking, well, maybe for some reason they didn't do, it was right after the stock market crash. Maybe for some reason we didn't do a December issue. And ultimately, a gentleman out in the West Valley, and when I think he was in Surprise, maybe, reached out to us, and he actually had a copy. He's working on collecting every single issue. And the interesting thing is, prior to 1938, Arizona Highways was very different from what you see today. And so that's, I think, why it's not a collector's item. But fortunately, this gentleman had one and brought it in, and we were able to get it scanned. And, we hired some Brinks trucks to bring it in from the West Valley. And we carried it like you carry the Pope in that thing. And we ultimately got it scanned in. So we don't have a hard copy, but we do now have a digital version.
The December 1930. So now you have every... Mm-hmm. Every issue you've ever published.
Yes, indeed.
And that's on the website?
It's not up yet.
Oh, okay.
it's on its way, though.
They're
okay. The check's in the mail.
They're too busy producing all these new books you've got.
That's true.
But the content of that December 1930 issue, you were talking about in 38, a lot of things changed. Prior to 38, you were like an engineer's owner's manual.
Exactly. It's that's the name. A lot of people wonder about the name. It's not a name that you see associated with travel magazines. Usually have the word travel, Condé Nast Traveler, National Geographic Traveler, those things. And so Arizona Highways was different. And so there are something called consumer publications, which is what Arizona Highways is, and Sports Illustrated, those kinds of magazines, and then there are trade magazines, and so they're publications done for people in a trade. So people in the refrigeration business would have trade journals, and highway engineers had one called Arizona Highways that started in 1925, and a lot of the stories in there were about the latest technology in road graders and culverts and guardrails and things like that. And there were stories about new roads that were being built. And they, I think in my column, it's coming back to me, Rosie. I think I referenced that one of the big stories in that issue was that the plank road out to Yuma from Gila Bend was almost completed. And so it was
getting re-oiled.
Re-oiled. Yeah, thank you. That's what it was.
The last 6 miles of the plank road were getting oiled.
Yeah. So, frankly, it was today, looking back, it's very dreadful reading for the most part. But every once in a while, they would stick in something that we might think of today as travel.
Well, did it gradually trade over? Or?
Well, what happened was in 1938, a gentleman by the name of Raymond Carlson came along and he transformed it. He saw an opportunity to show the world that Arizona was, because, you know, there wasn't internet then and things. So he saw it as an opportunity to really showcase the beauty and culture of Arizona.
Just kind of being the little history geeky engineer guy, I'd love to see some of those early articles, because I come up on roads all the time and I think, you know, this road was graded with a horse grader, with a guy sitting in a chair strapped to the grader, and how going up the Mogollon Rim, there are several roads, how was there even enough room for the horse to find footing and purchase to drag this grader to, I don't know how they did it.
They were brave, and I don't think they got paid enough, to be honest with you.
They probably couldn't have been paid enough.
All manual equine graders. I'm not sure how they work. We'll be right back.